You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Iranian American pastor Saeed Ahmadini, whom the president has done little to free from being imprisoned in Iran for being a Christian. Nagmeh said she told the president she had been praying for the meeting.
I mentioned to the president that I had been praying and fasting for days and have refrained from food, and I was praying that God would bring him and set up a meeting, and I believe that our meeting was ordained by God, and he smiled and he shook his head.
Ahmadini also said the president made a promise to her.
He kept saying that Saeed was a top priority and he would get him home.
The president was in Boise, Idaho to speak at Boise State University to promote items from his State of the Union address. I'm Jason Wirt.
A team of researchers examining a papyrus-wrapped mummy mask found what they believed to be the oldest known copy of a biblical gospel. The researchers found a fragment of the Gospel of Mark that dates back to around 90 AD, Live Science reports. Previously, the oldest surviving copies of biblical gospel texts date back to 101 to 200 AD. The text was written on a papyrus sheet later reused for the mummy mask. And on this date in 1973, the Supreme Court handed down the infamous Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 32 degrees, and the forecast for today will be mostly sunny once the clouds clear with a high of 39 degrees and a low around 17. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with clouds developing late and snow overnight into Saturday with a high of 37 degrees, a low of a bone-chilling 25. This may create a nor'easter situation with accumulations of up to 5 to 8 inches. For Saturday, it will be mostly cloudy with continued snow and a high of 37 degrees, a low of 25. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 38 degrees and a low of 22. On today's program, I'll be talking about why Michael Moore and Seth Rogen can kiss my ass, why small businesses are upbeat about the economy yet down on Congress, seven tactics to connect with decision makers on LinkedIn, how you can be sabotaging your marketing efforts, what is a brand strategy, and seven social media trends for 2015. All that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Working nothing all day, and I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's a little after noon o'clock on a Thursday, and that only means one thing. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you. And for the next hour, we're going to be talking about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Checking out the financial markets, the Dow is currently up 89.65 to 17,643.93. The NASDAQ up 36.42 to 4703.84. S&P 500 up 11.23 to 2,043.56. Oil down $1.39 to $46.39 a barrel. And gold up $9.10 to $1,302.80 an ounce. So here I am sitting in the big captain's chair, and people have asked me over the last couple of months as we get busier with my businesses, Crown Trophy of Flemington, Signs by Crown, Crown Custom Apparel, and Crown Promotional, why do you do that radio show? And the funny thing is that this is about the only hour out of the entire week that I get to be just by myself, doing what I enjoy, having fun, no phones, no emails, nothing going crazy. Trying to interrupt my day. So as long as I'm able to maintain it, we'll keep doing it. So again, thank you for joining us for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Over the past week, a lot has been happening, both internationally and nationally, but I wanted to touch on a couple of things. The first was, if you watch the Seattle Seahawks game, there was, I believe, a defensive player who intercepted a ball, ran it back for a touchdown, and then threw the ball into the stands. Funny story about that. The gentleman who caught the football, a sports memorabilia collector, has, and that play basically ensured the Seahawks were going to the Super Bowl. So a sports memorabilia collector offered $20,000 to the gentleman that caught the football. And he said, you know, I really don't want this to be something that's just going to be sold on eBay or something like that. I'd rather that Jerome Kearse get the ball so that he would have it, or the Seahawks, that it would stay within the organization but never be sold. So now he's in negotiations with the Seahawks and with Jerome Kearse to try to come up with some kind of a trade. I'll give you the ball in exchange for, and that could be anything from an autographed helmet, autographed jerseys, tickets to future games or something like that. But he has to act quickly, because on February 2nd, he has to report to jail. So interesting little sidelight that, you know, 1 minute you're on top of the world, and in 2 weeks you're sitting in a 9x12 jail cell. Last weekend, I saw the movie American Sniper, and I honestly can say that it was probably the best book-to-film adaptation that I have ever seen. And I'm going to tell you that you should go see this film, and it won't win any awards because of the liberal candy asses in Hollywood, but I want you to go see the film and stay for the credits. I guarantee you, if you watch the film, you're going to stay for the credits regardless. You'll be amazed at what happens in the movie theater, and I can almost guarantee you that you have never experienced anything like that at any other film that you've ever seen. Last week, I mentioned that I was meeting with the gentleman, Russ, who has created the cover of my new book. And, wow, just blew me away with the choices, but also at first he gave me 10 choices to pick from, and I looked through them. He has his favorites. I have my favorites. We're pretty close on both of those. We put it out to a vote, to some family and some friends, and, that confused the issue tremendously. And then the other day, I think it was Tuesday, he sent me 3 more cover choices, which just added to the confusion. So, I do need to get a little serious on this and get that choice made, but it was great to see how well, with just like a paragraph or two synopsis, he was able to capture the essence of the book, and the cover speaks to that. So I was very happy with that. Now, I mentioned that I had seen American Sniper over the weekend, and in the preview to the show, I mentioned that I had to take issue with some comments that had been made over the last couple of days. Now, filmmaker and director Michael Moore said that snipers are cowards, and he made this comment on the same weekend that American Sniper, the movie, was released. In all the other films that Michael Moore has ever made, he's never once said that snipers were cowards. He's probably 55, 60 years old, somewhere around there. Out of all the weekends that he could have come out and said snipers are cowards, he picked the weekend that a movie about an American sniper was released to come out with those comments. And then, I don't know what the heck this guy is, Seth Rogen, I believe he's a comedian turned actor. He likens American Sniper to a Nazi propaganda film playing in the background of the movie Inglourious Basterds. Would somebody please explain to me why it seems that everyone in Hollywood was in such a rush to elect a man who has never served in our country or served our country in uniform, but they're always so quick to criticize those who do? It's the men and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard that protect all of our freedoms so that we can do what we want, worship how we want, and say what we want. Instead, people like Michael Moore and Seth Rogen hide behind their First Amendment rights, which guarantees them freedom of speech. Now, as a broadcaster and as a journalist, I value my First Amendment rights more than anybody. But I would rather stand behind a sailor, a soldier, or a Marine long before I stood behind any amendment. Now, I am proud of my friends and my family members who have served in our great country in the military, and I take great pride and I show reverence every time I hear the national anthem played at a sporting event, unlike some people who can't even bother to shut up for the minute and 42 seconds that it takes to play that song, or to remove their hat, or they feel the need to whistle and cheer long before the song's conclusion. Now, I want everybody, and in particular, I want Michael Moore and Seth Rogen to remember one thing. Just because you are guaranteed the freedom of speech doesn't guarantee that you're going to have anything worth saying. So Michael Moore had to backpedal, and he had to say that he didn't mean his comments just because the movie American Sniper was released during the same weekend that he chose to remember that his uncle allegedly was killed by a sniper, a fact that has now come under some debate as well. And he has since recanted his criticism of Clint Eastwood, Bradley Cooper, and the film American Sniper. And he has since now apologized for his comments. So once again, it's time for us to roll out the old apology train. Because Michael wants us to forget what he said. And I'm very sorry, Michael, but, you know, on this show, when you say it, you own it, you candy ass. Brenda Lee, please serenade Michael Moore for us for a few minutes. There you have Brenda Lee serenading Michael Moore for his stupid comments on the movie American Sniper. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you. Well, small businesses are upbeat about the economy, but they are down on Congress. Despite widespread optimism about the economy, small business owners remain skeptical about Congress's ability to address issues that concern them most, a new survey revealed. The report from Endurance International Group showed that 66% of owners of companies that employ 10 people or fewer believe that 2015 will be a better year economically than 2014. Now, buoyed by such belief, more than a quarter of owners, 27%, said they intend to hire new employees, while 54% stated that they plan to make financial investments, such as developing new products in their businesses. The upbeat sentiments, however, did not extend to Congress. Nearly 70% believe that the new Congress will not be more effective in tackling challenges that are important to small businesses, such pessimism may in part be an outgrowth of owners' already pessimistic view of Congress's abilities. The survey showed that 87% of owners feel that Congress has not been effective in addressing issues important to small businesses. Relatedly, 74% believe Congress should play a larger role in helping to grow small business. It's clear that our leaders in Washington need to keep small business at the top of their list of priorities when thinking about ways to create lasting economic growth, said Harry Ravakardian, who's the CEO and founder of Endurance. Asked to rank key issues important to small businesses, survey respondents listed taxes as well as their ability to obtain bank financing as their top two concerns. On other key policy issues, 55% of survey respondents said tax code reform impacts my business significantly. Survey respondents were mixed on the impact of health care reform, with 37% responding that it impacts my business significantly, 37 saying no impact, and 27 saying it impacts my business in minor ways. Endurance, which delivers cloud-based platform solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, conducted the survey of 850 U.S.-based small businesses from January 7th until January 15th. Well, scary news coming out of Chipotle. Now, everybody loves, at least if you're anywhere near the Chipotle restaurant in Bridgewater, and you see that the line is always 40 people deep from about 4:30 in the afternoon till 8 o'clock at night. Chipotle says it has stopped serving pork at hundreds of its restaurants after suspending a supplier that violated its standards. Chris Arnold, a spokesman for the Mexican food chain, told the Associated Press it's the first time the company stopped serving a topping for its burritos and bowls. He said Chipotle learned of the violation by the supplier 2 weeks ago through a routine audit and did not have a timeline for when carnitas would return to the affected stores, about a third of its total base. It's hard to say how long it will last, he said. In New York City, a sign on the door of a Chipotle location said, "Sorry, no carnitas." Arnold said most of the issues related to the violations concerned the housing for the pigs. Chipotle demanded that its suppliers raise pigs in humane conditions with access to the outdoors rather than in cramped pens. On other occasions, Chipotle customers may have noticed signs saying a restaurant is serving meat that doesn't meet the company's responsibly raised standards. That's typically because Chipotle has trouble securing supplies of beef raised without antibiotics or hormones, Arnold said. The company then serves beef that was conventionally raised. That's not happening with the carnitas, however. In this case, we won't make that kind of a substitution, Arnold said in an email. Chipotle Mexican Grill had 1,724 restaurants as of September 30th. The Denver-based chain has enjoyed strong sales growth, in part by positioning its food as a higher-quality alternative to traditional fast-food restaurants. In the latest quarter, sales surged 19.8% at established locations. Paul Shapiro, the vice president of Farm Animal Protection for the Humane Society of the United States, said that most breeding pigs in the country are kept in gestation crates with concrete floors. Pigs that are raised with access to the outdoors or bedding represent a very small portion of the pork industry. Even among farms where pigs have better conditions, Shapiro said, access to the outdoors can vary. It doesn't mean these animals are living in ideal conditions on Old McDonald's farm, he said. As for Chipotle, Arnold said the company is looking at a variety of ways to remedy its carnitas shortage, including the use of different cuts of pork or increasing orders from other suppliers. He said he hopes that the supplier in question will fix these issues and eventually come back on board. Arnold said the carnitas topping typically accounts for about 6 to 7% of entree orders. Chicken is the most popular topping. Currently 12:22, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Well, there are seven tactics that you can use to connect with the decision makers on LinkedIn. Now, if you've been wasting a lot of time and energy trying to get in touch with decision makers in your target market, these might help you. So do you struggle with figuring out who is the right person to reach out to in a company that could facilitate an introduction to the decision maker? Now, if you're like many entrepreneurs, business owners, and sales professionals, you may be struggling to find and connect with those all-important decision makers that are essential to your ability to make a sale. The good news is that LinkedIn provides an effective way to bypass gatekeepers and find and connect with your prospects. Yet many people still don't take advantage of this, either because they lack the knowledge or believe that it will be too time-consuming or difficult to learn how to use. Now, as we go through this story, I'm going to provide you with seven essential tactics that you can start to use today that will help you get to on the radar of decision makers and connect with them. The first is to have a complete and professional LinkedIn profile. And over the course of this show, over the last 3 years, one of the things we've talked about when speaking of LinkedIn is the need for a complete LinkedIn profile. Now, before you begin any activities that are going to put you in front of key decision makers, you must first ensure that you have a profile that is professional, search optimized, and most important of all, is client focused. I can't stress enough the importance of this. Just as you would not meet these key decision makers in sloppy or unprofessional attire, you must also ensure that you do nothing to get on their radar until your profile represents you in a way that will help and not hinder your efforts. So make sure that your profile, including education and work experience, is complete and up to date. Another thing is make sure, and this is kind of off topic, but make sure that your LinkedIn profile picture is a professional one, preferably a headshot if you're a man wearing a suit and tie, if you're a woman, maybe a nice collared blouse or a dress, so that it doesn't have to be a full body shot, just a medium shot. Just make sure that it's in focus and professional, because the ones I see out there with people holding red Solo cups, it's not a way you're going to connect with the decision makers. Number two, connect with other employees. Before you reach out to connect with a key decision maker, there can be great benefit in making an effort to connect with several other employees that belong to the same company, especially if they are in the same department you want to work in. This can pay off when they see that you are connected to others in their company and will increase your chances of them accepting your connect request. As many employees are often connected to the key decision makers in their company on LinkedIn, this also gives you the chance to get your content in front of your prospect before you even connect. For example, if you share a status update or a LinkedIn publisher post and one of those employees likes what they have read and then shares or interacts with it, the update or post will also end up in the stream of the decision maker. This gives the decision maker the opportunity to be introduced to you through the content you curate or create and help establish you as a credible expert. There is also the possibility that the employee will decide to directly share your comment with the decision maker, which will have an even greater impact and level of social proof. So go to the company page in the top right-hand corner, click See All under How You're Connected to see the search results with the employees of the company. From here, you can filter your results as far as relationship and location to find the people that you want to connect with. Use LinkedIn groups would be the third tip. LinkedIn Groups provide another excellent way to access your prospects. Here you can further establish your expertise in addition to the ability to message a prospect without being connected first. It can be a great place to find other potential prospects. To begin, visit the profile of your prospect and check out which groups they belong to, and then join one or more of those groups. Try to choose groups that have regular, active conversations going on. Make sure you take the time to read and listen to the conversations in the group before just jumping in. Once you have a feel for the group, begin participating in conversations by reading posts and comments and then replying in a positive and helpful way. And after you've participated in existing conversations, you can begin posting articles, either curated by you or that you have personally written, that are both appropriate and helpful for the group and no more than once a week. Make sure when you craft your posts that you create it in a way that encourages conversation and discussion, as well as follows the group's rules for posting. Number four, send a personalized connection request. Now, this is a very important step if you're in your sales funnel process with your prospect. Always remember that relationships on LinkedIn are no different than relationships in real life. And with that in mind, you must always personalize each and every connection request that you send, whether they are a decision maker or not. Now, why should your prospect take the time to accept your request if you don't take the time to include a short personal note that explains why it would be of benefit to them to connect with you? Keep in mind that you only have 300 characters in which to convince them. Your message should include the personalization with his or her first name, why they would benefit from connecting with you, and again here, be concise and compelling, and then your first name. You can use the advanced search and LinkedIn groups to help you find the decision makers that you're looking for. Number five, post on LinkedIn Publisher. There are many good reasons to post on LinkedIn Publisher as a fantastic way to offer your prospects value by helping them to overcome a problem or solving a pain point. This can further your efforts to establish your credibility as an expert and help to build reciprocity with your readers. When you do something nice for someone, they often feel the need to return the favor. Now, when posting on this platform, make sure you are creating your own content. It's a good idea to keep the best practices for the platform in mind to increase the reach of your post. Number six, add daily status updates. Post a daily status update with valuable content or a thought-provoking statement that resonates with your prospects. This is an easy way to stay top of mind, or what I call front of mind. It is also a good idea to like, comment, and share other people's status updates, especially if connections you share with the key decision makers. This can help you get on the radar of your prospects. And number seven, think outside the box. A great way to help you stand out from the crowd and get on the radar of a prospect is to do something uncommon, which they will get value from. One great example is to physically mail your prospects a copy of a book, a white paper, or case study that you've written, along with a personalized letter explaining who you are, what you are sending them, and why they will benefit from reading it. Once you have mailed the content to them, you should reach out and send a connection request if you haven't already. In the connection request, be sure to include a postscript, a PS, that lets them know to expect whatever you are sending to them in the mail. If you have not heard back from them in a week or two, it is a good idea to follow up with a LinkedIn message to check if they received it. If they have not accepted your connection request, you can send them a message if you share a group, or you can send an in-mail message if you are a premium member. It's a good idea to send a final message to anyone who has not replied 2 weeks after your first follow-up message. Make sure each message includes something of value, such as a link to a helpful article or an interesting stat. Become the resource. By constantly providing value and establishing yourself as an expert, you will be able to get in front of the key decision makers you need to connect with in your target market. This is a long-term strategy that requires you to commit to consistency and quality in order to see the results. You may also need to start creating your own content if you aren't already to have the greatest success. So there you go, 7 tips on how to get in front of the key decision makers in companies using LinkedIn. We're going to step away for a quick news break and weather. When we come back, how to sabotage your marketing efforts. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. In a surprise move, House Republican leaders have pulled a measure that would have criminalized nearly all late-term abortions. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
The decision follows strong objections from GOP women and other lawmakers who are upset over the legislation's limits on exemptions for victims of rape or incest. Only women who had previously reported such incidents would be given allowances under the measure, which opponents said would put unfair pressure on those who fear the consequences of talking about the assaults. When GOP leaders offered to eliminate the reporting requirements, abortion opponents then raised objections as well. What will be debated is legislation to ban taxpayer funding for abortion, something that's already largely in effect.
In a statement,
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said he was disappointed by the failure of the 20-week measure, but said he was encouraged that Congress would vote on banning taxpayer funding of abortions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that by losing just 10 pounds, you could reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis by a whopping 50%? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ilikehowilook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ilikehowilook.com and watch the short video. ilikehowilook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. They also have a thermogenic capsule that could curb your appetite, improve your mood, give you more energy, and the best part is that it burns fat like a blowtorch. I introduced this to some of my friends a few months ago. Within just a couple of weeks, most were losing weight and dropping dress and pant sizes faster than they could buy new clothes. So watch the video at ilikehowilook.com, and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. Glad you could join us. Got about another half hour together. And before we get going with the rest of the show, let's take a look at the weather for today. Current temperature is 32 degrees on its way up to 39. Tonight we'll have a low of 17 under mostly sunny skies later this afternoon. Tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny, then clouds developing late and snow overnight into Saturday with the possibility of a nor'easter developing. A high of 37 degrees and a bone-chilling 25. For Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with continued snow and a total accumulation of 5 to 8 inches possible with a high of 37 degrees and a low of 25. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 38 and a low of 22. Well, as I talk to businesses, both large and small, in my dealings every day, one of the things that always seems to be the area where businesses seem to drop the ball is in their marketing efforts. Now, I was at a meeting last week with about 10 different store owners, 2 weeks ago, with 10 different store owners, and I asked them real quickly, I said, can we just go over your marketing efforts? What are you doing to market your business? And of the 10 stores, not one hand went up. Nobody could lay out for me a plan. So I kind of prodded them. Are any of you taking ads out in newspapers? Are any of you doing coupon books? Or anything that would market your business? How do you promote your business? And all I got was blank stares. And at the same time, they'll complain that they're not growing enough, that their sales haven't increased, that they're not getting new customers. So there's another way that you can sabotage your marketing efforts, and as it pertains to your online marketing presence. Now, you can have amazing SEO strategies, great PPC campaigns, and the kind of content on your site that Google loves, and still end up with a big marketing problem if your customer service stinks. Seth Godin is of the opinion that many customer service departments are set up to say, please go away, instead of actually providing customer service. And he has a few good points. The current model of big company support is to throw undervalued, undertrained, underpowered human beings at perplexed customers, frustrating and disrespecting them enough that they shrug and give up. Any customer that walks away disrespected and defeated represents tens of thousands of dollars out the door, in addition to the failure of a promise the brand made in the first place, and you can't see it, but it's happening daily. Now, these two statements from Seth's blog highlight the most common way a business will sabotage its marketing efforts. The premise being made in the marketing does not get kept when the customer actually asks for the promise to be fulfilled. Marketing is one part of a non-divisible whole. Marketing strategies are an essential part of business, and business will not thrive without marketing. It's the way the customer finds the product or the service you have to offer, and without it, you don't have very many customers. But if those customers don't get any help at the first tiers of customer service, they won't stick around to be long-term customers no matter how great your marketing strategies are. This means your website has to be effective in answering questions for the digital natives who prefer to find their own answers, and your call center representatives must be well-trained and empowered to do more than simply read what's on the website when further help is needed. I think it's like the many parts of an airplane. You have to have both wings, the body and engine, steering wheels, and a lot of other essentials all working together as a single machine, or it just won't fly. Well, before, during the show preview, I mentioned that we were going to talk about brand strategy. And I've mentioned this over the past few months, you know, your brand strategy, what is your marketing strategy, the brand, what is your brand, whether it be your company's brand or your personal brand. And sometimes they go hand in hand. If you're a small business owner, a lot of times while people will do business with your company, they're doing business with you as well. And I got some great advice many years ago from Steve Califer, the owner of Flemington Car and Truck Country, when he stopped in the store. And I've known Steve for years, used to work for him with the Somerset Patriots. And one of the things he always told me when I started my business was, you have to be the face of your business. You can't hide behind your front counter salespeople. You can't hide behind your manufacturing people. You have to be the face of the business. So what is your brand strategy? And then I always say your brand also includes you. Now, if you just do a simple Google search for a quality understanding of what a brand strategy is, you'll quickly learn that there's a lot of crap out there. And sadly, most people who say the words brand strategy are often clueless of the definition. Even worse, people who own the title of brand strategist are increasingly less aware of what an effective short and long-term brand strategy should include. Now, by definition, a brand strategy is a long-term plan for the development of a successful brand in order to achieve specific goals. A brand strategy can be broken down into how the brand is positioned, where the brand is going, identifying and reaching the target market, developing a web presence, and creating a brand experience. In broader terms, it can be expressed as the how of your branding process. The what is your product, and the why is the reason the brand exists in the first place. The how, or the brand strategy, is the bridge that connects your why and your what to the consumer market. Now, if you take the time to plan a comprehensive brand strategy, you'll find that the branding process moves more smoothly and more creatively than it otherwise would. The outline of an effective brand strategy should include brand challenges, measurable goals and objectives, your target market and audience, the key message, the structure, timeline, and milestones, the workflow or scope of the work to be divided. Let's break those down. Brand challenges. We know that it will be a challenge to build a successful brand. If it were easy, then we'd see far less branding disasters than we do now. So when I talk about challenges, I'm talking about smaller, manageable challenges that move your strategy forward. One of your challenges could be hitting deadlines or even just staying within your budget. The last thing anyone needs is to have his or her progress derailed with an unforeseen obstacle 3 months into a project, even though it inevitably will happen. You also have to have measurable goals and objectives. Branding takes a lot of big picture thinking, and with that, striving to reach big picture goals. But by getting wrapped in ambition, you run the risk of treading water, struggling to track progress as you work toward your goals. Too many times, brand strategies are derailed because they're too focused on the end game and beyond. You absolutely have to designate more pragmatic and tangible goals that can be easily measured. Now, I know your big objective might be to revolutionize the construction of urban housing, but you should probably work on reaching that 50% increase in leasing first. The target audience and market. What good is your product if it's in the wrong place? You'd be surprised how many businesses fail to identify who their biggest customers will be. Within the target market, the entire landscape of where your brand is competing lays the target audience. The target audience is a more specific, smaller set of consumers that you want to be able to speak to directly. And these are the people who you need to identify as they are the people who become repeat customers and even, quote, brand ambassadors. If you miss your target audience, you've already lost. You also have to have a key message. After you identify your target audience, develop a message that not only illustrates what you do, but engages your audience on a level deeper than supply and demand. Your message should speak to consumers in a way that makes them want to contribute to your continued success, not simply buy your brand. So create a visual identity that communicates your message loud and clear and constantly reminds your customers who you are and what you do. Boy, how many times have I heard that on this program? Customers need to know who you are, where you are, and what you do. Structure, timeline, and milestones. If you don't know where you're going and how you're going to get there, you'll never arrive at your destination. You have to map out your strategy, set a timeline, and determine milestones and measurable goals to gauge success. Having the whole process laid out ensures that tasks are completed in a timely and efficient manner. You also need to know the workflow or the scope of the work to be divided. This one is so simple, and yet it's so often forgotten. Branding aside, establishing a division of labor and purposing time and materials is a basic tenet of running any successful business. Creating a brand strategy is by no means easy, but it doesn't have to be as hard as many misguided brand strategists make it. It comes down to striking a balance between dreaming big and working small. If you lose sight of your passion, the little things feel so much more tedious, and if you forget to do the little things, your ultimate goal will slip farther and farther away from your grasp. Who knows? If you do it right, you might be able to call yourself a brand strategist and meet it. Currently 12:41 at Taking Care of Business on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about 7 social media trends for 2015.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
That's right, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Glad you could join us. We've got about another 15 minutes together before we turn over the reins to Trish for another edition of Afterlife Real Life. Always get nervous when Trish comes in, and there's nothing wrong with her. It's just that I'm always afraid to make eye contact. I'm always afraid to say hello to her for fear that I'm going to see some facial expression that, projects my future doom. So Last week I was scheduled to have some surgery after the show, and was just so glad that she wasn't in the foyer, because if she said, oh, good luck today, I would have just lost my mind. So that's just me. Seven social media trends for 2015. Now, social media has consistently grown year on and year out. And with the niche social media networks such as Instagram and Pinterest going from strength to strength, so what does 2015 hold for the social media marketer? Now, I've put together seven social media trends that I think are going to be popular for 2015 based on a ton of research that I've done over the past several months, and hopefully you can use some of this in your social media marketing this year. The first is going to be video content, and we're going to be adding this to our newsletters, and we're going to create a separate YouTube channel just for Crown Trophy of Flemington and try to steer people there, because we want to be able to promote. It's a way to do kind of an infomercial very cheaply. Now, if you haven't already noticed, video content has been massive in the late stages of 2014. What you can communicate in a blog post can be communicated much quicker in a short video. Facebook has recognized this trend and have now introduced autoplays and video views in your timeline. In the latter part of 2014, Facebook surpassed YouTube for the amount of video views on desktops. Watch out, YouTube. Facebook's coming for you. Number two is blogging. Not only does blogging directly increase your SEO and Google ranking, which is Google's algorithm loving fresh new content being published on your website on a regular basis, but a study by HubSpot found that 60% of businesses who blog acquire more customers. The growing importance of blogging for your business will continue to grow in 2015. And if your business isn't blogging regularly, you should be prepared to be left behind. Number three, real-time social media marketing. 2014 saw the big brands taking social media marketing to a new level. How did they do that? Real-time social media marketing, or responding to the latest news and trends on social media relevant to their target audience, gave brands great visibility amongst the social media galaxy. However, only the large brands have teams big enough to incorporate real-time social media marketing, but expect this to be a tactic incorporated for smaller brands looking to distance themselves from their competitors. Number four, a limited visibility for brands on Facebook. Yes, they've done it again. Facebook is limiting brands' visibility when posting on the mass market social network site once again. In an attempt to encourage brands to spend more on Facebook advertising, with nearly a $1 billion increase in their revenue from Q4 2013 to Q4 2014, as a result of previously eliminating brand post impressions, expect to put your hand in our pocket for greater visibility for your posts through Facebook ads. Number five, more marketing emphasis on Twitter. Twitter has introduced more ads to meet the needs and demands of social media marketers around the world, putting a growing emphasis on marketers devoting more time to their Twitter marketing strategy compared to Facebook. Twitter's organic timeline and real-time trends give brands far greater visibility when it comes down to being creative and tweeting regularly. With Facebook also limiting brands' visibility in their algorithm-tailored timeline, you're going to see more and more brands prioritizing an importance on Twitter over Facebook. Also, number six, more brands are utilizing Instagram. Instagram has surpassed Twitter for the amount of daily active users, rising to 300 million, with Twitter co-founder's response, "I frankly don't give a crap." Instagram have also tested sponsored posts within users' timelines, giving brands even more of a reason to establish a presence on their photo-sharing social media platform. And finally, social listening. Social listening will be just as important for brands on social media as it is responding to direct consumer or customer service inquiries. More importantly, through Twitter, brands will have to set up tools that will directly monitor keywords relevant to your brand name where users haven't directly mentioned you via the @ symbol. So, a lot going on as we talk about social media marketing in 2015. There's also going to be five trends that really matter for marketers in 2015. There's been a lot of buzz around what marketers should focus on in 2015, but these are five trends that really warrant your attention. Now, there have been countless year-end recaps and forward-looking lists of predictions for marketers over the past few weeks, and most herald 2015 as the, quote, year of mobile. Didn't we also say that in 2014 and in 2013? Or they'll talk about needing a content strategy for each new social platform. Many say having a beacon strategy is imperative, while others champion the rise of an augmented reality, citing Facebook's Oculus acquisition as the beginning of a new era. So everybody take a breath, and let's figure out what the heck they're talking about. Augmented reality, for example, is a real opportunity. It continued to command attention on the floors at CES, and many large brands plan to start experimenting with it this year. But the reality is that most marketers don't have the budget to take advantage of augmented reality at present, and they have more pressing concerns to think about in 2015. So let's cut the hype. Here are five trends for 2015 that really warrant your attention, along with resolutions that will help you take advantage of each. Number one, go programmatic. There is simply no longer any reason for brands to remain dismissive about programmatic buying. Once a tactic for direct response marketers alone, more than half of the $15 billion projected U.S. digital display spend in 2015 is expected to be spent programmatically, including a large chunk from brands seeking awareness and audience discovery, in addition to conversions. Many are calling 2015 the year of programmatic branding, and I tend to agree. As brand dollars move into the programmatic space, ad technology companies, ad networks, and exchanges will develop new ways to find audience, such as using CRM or place visit data as a data source, and define new metrics for success. These innovations will be available to brands of all sizes, making programmatic buying more powerful and effective for everyone. The resolution here is don't stop doing takeovers or custom sponsorships to build your brand, but do start using machine learning to find and engage your audience. But when you do, brings up our second point, demand viewability by humans. Now, Google estimated that a full 56.1% of ad impressions aren't seen, and that's a shocking statistic. The ANA and White Ops reported that 23% of video impressions and more than half of third-party source page views are bots, not humans, and this after the organizations alerted the fraudsters to the time frame when they would be conducting their baseline research. As White Ops Chief Executive CEO Michael Tiffany has said, ad fraud is outright criminal theft that will cost advertisers $6.3 billion globally this year. It will only stop if marketers insist upon it. The resolution here, ask every potential media partner what checks they have in place against fraud and to ensure viewability. Are they working with third parties like Integral Ad Science, White Ops, Double Verify, or Pixelate to verify your ads are shown to humans on the correct URLs? And if not, then why not? Number three, close the loop on cross-channel campaigns. Throughout 2014, we saw many cross-channel players vying for the highest device matching accuracy percentage. It reminded me of how years ago, large ad networks would fight to claim the highest reach percentage, even though the inventory was set up in such a way that no single advertiser would have access to the full potential audience. The reality is, each player matches devices a bit differently, and a few are pretty darn good at it, but accuracy percentages themselves don't really tell the full story. In 2015, I believe a handful of companies will crack the code on cross-channel attribution, demonstrating the return on investment of a mobile ad on a desktop or offline conversion, and vice versa. In fact, many companies are already far down that path. The resolution here is, as you plan your cross-channel campaigns this year, ensure you set up cross-channel attribution to go along with it. And another key aspect here, when you're marketing, regardless of what you do, whether it's social media, taking ads out, the Facebook page ads, banner ads on websites, newspaper ads, radio, TV, whatever you do, when a customer walks into your business, ask them, even if it's a repeat business, a repeat customer, how did you find us? A repeat customer will typically say, well, I've purchased here before. But sometimes they'll also say, well, I saw your ad on TV and it reminded me that I needed to purchase something. You want to keep track of your metrics so you know what in your marketing is working and what's not. Number four, you want to pick a marketing automation software and stick with it. The past 18 months saw loads of consolidation. IBM bought Silverpop, Oracle acquired Eloqua, and Salesforce scooped up ExactTarget and Pardot. Each acquisition represented a step forward, creating the ballyhooed, quote, one-stop shop for marketers. Now, while each marketing automation offering has its strengths and weaknesses, the reality is that most are sufficient for the average marketer's needs. The key is to pick one, set it up to support your particular business goals, and stick with it. Managing all your marketing initiatives through a single platform will provide an accurate reading of which initiatives work and which don't. At a bare minimum, these tools can manage and optimize nurture funnels for each of your prospect segments, and they can handle communications for existing customers to grow loyalty and evangelism. The resolution here is make 2015 the year that you invest in marketing automation software and spend the time to set it up properly so you get the most out of it. And number five, first goal, then format. Native was no doubt the buzzword of 2014. The industry grew 47% last year alone. as brands scramble to partner with ShareThrough, HuffPost, BuzzFeed, and others to churn out content to engage readers across the web. This year, I'm encouraging marketers to start their content marketing campaigns the way they would any other type of campaign. Who is my target audience, and what is my goal? Let your goals guide your channel, your format, and your content, not the other way around. The resolution here is don't set out to create a Twitter strategy, a LinkedIn strategy, or a Facebook strategy, or even a Snapchat strategy. Instead, start with a messaging agenda that's tied to your business goals that you can infuse and inform what you post to each relevant channel. Now, next week on Thursday, we'll have another edition of Taking Care of Business, but Thursday night, if you're a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, or if you're a member of the Flemington Business Improvement District, or you're just a huge fan of Jim Gannot and Crown Trophy of Flemington, you're all invited to come out to the store. We're going to be meeting in the warehouse. It's a networking card club event, so there'll be some refreshments, sandwiches, and drinks. An opportunity for people who may not have seen each other in a while to get together. Exchange your business cards. Make sure that you're doing the networking like you're supposed to be doing. And then we have a couple of activities planned for the evening. The first, or as we call it, quarter number one, will be you get the opportunity to select the winner of the Super Bowl and the proper team and the score. In the second quarter, you move a little bit further down the table and you get to have your picture taken with our Super Bowl trophy. At halftime, you'll be able to eat some beautiful sandwiches provided by ShopRite and some snacks, as well as some drinks. In the third quarter, our by now world-famous trophy-building contest. We give you all the parts to build a simple little trophy, and then we time you on how long it takes you to build that trophy. Last year, it took some people 6 or 7 minutes, and then we had one woman last year who did it in about 41 seconds. Still slow by comparison to our staff, but not bad for a first attempt. So it'll be interesting to see. And it got a little heated. People were really looking forward to the results by the end of the evening. And then in the fourth quarter, we're going to send you home with a goodie bag. Hopefully you've met new people as well. So that again, that is open to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Flemington Business Improvement District. We do ask that you go onto the Chamber's website and register for this event. Just go to their calendar of events, click on Super Bowl Card Club, and then you can register for the event and join us at 33 Rayville Avenue in Flemington at Crown Trophy of Flemington. Looking forward to that night. Always a fun night. It's a chance for us to show off what it is that we do in our warehouse and production area, and then also a chance to reconnect with some old friends from the Chamber and the Flemington Business Improvement District. In sports, in the NFL, the Pro Bowl will be played this weekend, and next weekend the Super Bowl will be played in Phoenix between the defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks, and the inflated, or maybe deflated, New England Patriots. In college basketball, Kentucky holds the top spot, followed by Virginia, Gonzaga, Villanova, and Duke. Wisconsin, Arizona, Notre Dame, Iowa State, and Louisville round out the top 10. Duke will visit St. John's on Saturday at Madison Square Garden, and this could result in Coach Mike Krzyzewski's 1,000th win. Ticket prices have been raised by Madison Square Garden by 237% as a result. In NASCAR news, good news for driver Brian Vickers. He has been cleared to resume racing again in March, just 3 months after surgery to repair a hole in his heart. Also, Darrell Wallace Jr., also known as Bubba, will move up to the second-tier racing class now known as the Xfinity Series this year. As for sponsorship news, first for the 25 years, the main series in NASCAR racing was known as the Winston Cup. It then became the Nextel Cup and now the Sprint Cup, but Sprint has announced that it will end its title sponsorship at the end of 2016, leaving NASCAR looking for a long-term title sponsor for its premier series. What do you think, Russ? How about the Crown Trophy Cup? I'm thinking we're going to have to call NASCAR. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. And maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. I'm your host, Jim Gannot. This has been another edition of Taking Care of Business. If you have ideas for an upcoming programming topic or guest, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGannot83, or on Facebook. I'll talk to you again next week for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working.
sponsored by Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe